Commissioner Candelaria, thanks so much for speaking with us this morning.
You bet.
What specifically has the County Commission been doing to respond to the local surge in coronavirus cases that we have been seeing?
Well, specifically, we opened back up our EOC. The EOC functions virtually right now.
Emergency Operations Center?
Correct. I'm sorry. I will try to make these acronyms. We talk in acronyms a lot.
Yeah.
And that basically is so that we set our IAP, our Incident Action Plan, for the week, and then we start to monitor, you know, what's going on in the week. So the IAP, our emergency manager, our census and IAP, we get it on Friday nights, and that kind of gives us what's going to happen throughout the week. And it's pretty descriptive. You know, right now we've asked for two more National Guard personnel that have been requesting, but there again, due to funds, we may or may not get them. We're talking about our limitations in our detention center. We're talking about the availability of hospital beds. And right now we have, the inflow or the outflow, however you want to look at it, is running from 0 to 10 out of 23 throughout the week. And their capacity of expanding their beds are at 60 right now in the matter of hours if they're needed. So those are just some short and simple things of the IAP that get sent out. The JIC, the JIC, the Joint Information Center, that's where everybody shares information to the EOC, and then we get the SIT report so that we can monitor what's going on and how is the EOC functioning.
So it sounds like you're speaking a lot in data, tracking a lot of different data points here.
It absolutely is. It's a lot of data points. And it's not just to the hospital. We're also looking at the fire danger. You know, we were dealing with a lot of fire. We just lifted the burn ban. So the EOC, this is an all-encompassing picture of the entire county, of everything that we're looking at and dealing with. Just one of the issues that we're dealing with right now is RE1 school system is closing and going virtually. That decision is made by a board. But here in the county, we've last week basically interviewed our personnel saying, what can we do to help our kids here? And are we going to be able to bring them here so that our personnel can still come to work and remain at work? Now, we're fortunate and blessed in that regards. There are some people that are not going to be able to do that. So it's a huge burden on our county with kids just going to school.
Sure. Ever since the COVID-19 pandemic began, you and the other commissioners have been quite reluctant, it seems, to support any kind of public health orders or even recommendations for people to change their daily routines, whether that be wearing masks or staying home. The county has been focusing on the idea of personal responsibility, which we'll get to in a sec. Why is that?
Well, personal responsibility is what we talked about in our Board of Health meeting, but basically to go back and answer your question as why have we been reluctant? Well, first of all, we as a county had all of our powers stripped from us locally. So I don't know if you realize that or if the community realizes
that. In which way?
When a governor takes executive orders and starts, he just signed his 249th executive order yesterday, okay? Therefore, it takes away all of the local power. So we have no local authority here. It's all mandated by the state. So the governor is the one that shut businesses down. The county did not shut anybody down. Therefore, we cannot also open anybody. So what authority do we have is the question that I pose back to you or to the public. First of all, they need to know that we have no authority at this point in time. We're running our county the best we can with basically day-to-day operations and through our EOC center to do everything that we can within our community. So I would say that we do support our public health, and we have supported our public health. And do they have enough manpower? Do they have the tools that they need to try and do their job to the best of their ability? And I think that has been stated in several meetings.
Speaking of the personal responsibility, last week you were speaking about that during the public health meeting, the Board of Health meeting. People noticed that you and the rest of the commissioners were not wearing masks or social distancing at that meeting. What does that say about how you're viewing your responsibility in the midst of this public health crisis?
Well, first of all, by one of the executive orders, and I don't have it off the top of my head, my PIO officer here could probably give me that number. But while publicly speaking, I think it's under letter M, number 7 or 8 of that order, we are not required to wear masks. And that's part of the public health order. So therefore, we are complying with that. Your news reporters that you listen to every night, whether it's Albuquerque News or Denver News, are they wearing masks when they're sitting in their arena? I would say they're not.
Sure.
So
sure.
Therefore, that still is complying with a health order or the executive order of that
Is it the role of a public official, say wherever it may be, is it the role of a public official to be setting an example for the community?
I think we do set an example, and I think, yes, I think you could answer that. But there again, I look at role models, you know, the NFL, they're supposed to be role models, correct? But yet they're kneeling down during the national anthem. I don't support that either, and I would never do that. So it's an opinion. Everybody has an opinion of what is and what isn't. To me, it's the reality of we have to live our lives and we have to move forward. I look at the statistics and the data. Although we have the rise in cases, they don't ever show you the other side of the charts. So people view your charts. The mortality rate has gone down significantly. The last chart that I viewed, we were at 7.6% mortality, when in the beginning we were at 25.6. So when you start looking at data, compare all of the data. Don't just look at one side of it. And for our community, we have had, right now we have a spike in cases, which we knew that this was going to happen.
Sure.
We talked about this in the spring, and it's cold and flu season. So. Mm-hmm. Personal responsibility to me means I know me better than anybody. You know you better than anybody. If you feel that you are protected by wearing your mask and you need to go out, then I say do that. And if you don't, if it creates...
It's not so much a protection of the person themselves. It's a protection of other people. That's been the guidance from
a lot
of public health authorities.
But here, why are we having our spikes? Because a virus is a virus, correct?
Mm-hmm.
A virus is going to do what it's going to do. So if you have a mask, you still have your eyes that are open, right? Viruses can still get there. What did you just touch, and did you clean your hands? The proper donning and doffing of a mask. That's a big deal. So in the fire service, after every call, every PPE that we wore got taken off, thrown in the trash, and we were cleansed at that point in time. I see this every day in my life when I walk out there. First of all, people aren't cleaning their hands before they put on their mask. They're pulling it out of their pocket, which is a disposable mask. And is it contaminated or is it not? Now they've touched it. And then they touch their mouth. So improperly handled or worn PPE can be worse than not using it at all.
Sure.
So I don't think we've done a good job of education as far as donning and doffing PPE.
Sure. So pulling back here, and we are limited on time, what in this case, in general, based on what we've talked about, do you see as the role of elected officials such as yourself?
Well, first of all, my role, my oath of office is basically to uphold the Constitution of the State of Colorado and the United States. That is my oath of office, period, which is my first and foremost, which is what I am going to do. Then I look at everything else, and then it becomes what is best for the entire community. And our community is probably split 50-50, just like the nation. So I can't look at just one side or the other. I have to what makes the best decision for everybody. And I said this in our Board of Health meeting, everybody should be living their lives. I don't believe in living in fear. I never have. I was a fireman. I'm running into a building, everybody else is running out. I don't live my life in fear, and I recommend that nobody lives their life in fear. I do recommend personal responsibility. If you're immunocompromised, if you are ill, if you are sick, stay home. Please stay home. But you know when you are sick. not the other person. We've had almost 8,000 tests in this community, so almost a third of our community has been tested that are negative tests into the 396 that are positive cases. So that ratio, you have to look at all of the ratios. For me, my biggest concern right now is our hospital ready, you know? And when they can say they can transition to 60 more beds within a 3 to 4 hour period, I think our staging area for our hospitals, I think they're ready. What can we do then to support them? Mm-hmm. So we are in a support function now to support our entities that are out there, our hospital, our sheriff's office, our police department, our fire departments. Those guys are all frontline workers too. And that's what we have to do. Is what do they need? Are we giving them the tools? And I think that we are.
Montezuma County Commissioner for District 1, Jim Candelaria. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.